The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here, and boy, are you in store for a show today. We talked about looking in the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, and Dr. Val here has presented this to Dr. Rutledge and CW as a concept, and they're getting off on it. We're having an interesting time, so I think you'll find today's shows most intriguing. As a firewalker and Olympic torchbearer, I've created radio dialogues and issues that matter, and I've been doing that since 1987, and it's like, I'm always about swifter, higher, stronger, and I could have been an ordinary, depressed human being living in this culture if I didn't have friends and values that reach for the heavens. We really want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Jason Winter T, LA Lifestyle, and You Have the Right. And you have the right to know what it is to the power of being a sovereign, and we'll talk more about that later. We thank C.W. Wright as a producer and our announcer and our editors. Debbie Ringchop, today needs to handle personal business. So do Mr. Cousins and Mr. Smith. We do have Dr. Rutledge and C.W. here, so God bless them. If you want to ask a question while we're on the air, this is really important, you can send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And if you're listening to the show on Wednesday, March the 9th, you're listening to us live, and that's the good fun of it all. So we'll actually be taking care of questions right on the air as we go along here, looking at the reflection in the mirror. As we come together and we start to put together the Republic, a lot of individuals are being brought together, and in it, some of them are blaming other people. And so we've got different factions that have been happening, and these factions go, oh, that person did something wrong. Oh, that person isn't thinking of the right thing, while other whole teams of people are putting together a future that you'll be very happy about being a part of. I absolutely guarantee you that as we re-inhabit the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we actually need to create leadership and teams, and we need to create internal good health. This got stimulated by an email that Senator Ringchop sent out last week, and that email actually had Arabic music in it, and it said that Arabs love their children too, and then we got accused of being heretics. And it's like, it's this kind of misdirection and this kind of conclusion that just tears apart anything that we're busy building. I don't know if you watch the show, but it's called Chicago Code, and it's got Jennifer Beals on it. And the show last week was about how a friend of hers promised somebody else that she had influence and they would fix it, and took $50,000 payoff for that. And she said, you can't sell my office. The friend threatened her, said that they could no longer be friends, did all kinds of trips on her, because she was doing the right thing, okay? And the right thing is, I will help you not have to go to jail for having sold the office, but here's what I'm about to do. You can't sell my office. I have a job to do, okay? So I've been listening to a lot of CRAP about governors and about Tim Turner and about what's going on in the Republic, and the fact of the matter is that what's going on in the Republic is the people that have been chosen, that's Tim and our own dear Governor Shalene, are learning what it is to put a republic together, as we all are. We all come from de facto backgrounds. I mean, if you don't, you're probably in one half of 1%. So here's the deal. We're all learning. We have our officials that have been selected, chosen, elected. CW is on the show here. We have Dr. Rutledge, I think, who is your Secretary of Health, aren't you, Dr. Rutledge?
Yeah, Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, he's, and I'm in the House of Representatives. Ken Cousins is the Chief Justice. We've all been duly elected. We're all learning as fast as we can. And going around and calling us a heretic because Debbie sends out a message that says, hey, Arabs love their children too. It's kind of like I get really sick and tired of being in the conversation. I just got an email. See, I love this. He says he's on the line and was there for 10 minutes before, so that puts Ken Cousins on the show day. I'm really happy to hear that, Ken. So we're going to have some nice things in store for you about not pointing your finger. There's a thing, if you point your finger at somebody else, you're actually pointing it at yourself, and that's what the mirror is about. You know, Michael Jackson's had his ups and downs as far as all of the things that he created, but personally, if you want to make a change in the world, make the change with the man or the woman that's looking in the mirror, and that's what this is about today. So we're glad to have Ken on board. As I said, he's Chief Justice. I love emails, so please feel free to send one if you have a question about this. And I wanted to start off today's show with actually an invitation to CW to let us know about the sponsors, and then we'll move into the show after that, okay? So take it away.
You want to thank LA Lifestyle. They want to remind you that just because you think you have a healthy body, you may not, and that you should take a look at supplements as help promoting a healthy body, because just because you feel good doesn't mean you don't need supplements. Visit LALifestyle.com, and you can see all the supplements they have available that can help you create a healthy body. Jason Winter's Tea, we want to thank them for being one of the sponsors. I'm sitting here drinking my normal cup of peach tea today. And they want to remind you that the cornerstone to good health is a healthy immune system. And this is the product of Jason Winter's Tea that will deliver with the herbs that he's been able to manufacture. And that's jasonwinterstea.com. You can visit them there, and you can also visit them at your favorite health food store. And let's not forget EMS Global One. We want to thank them for being one of our sponsors. And they want to remind you again that as we transition from winter to spring, there's going to be a lot of wet throughout the nation. Make sure that you travel with some good rain gear and protection when you're traveling out there on the highways. EMS Global One, that's emsgo.org. Back to you, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we just want to mention you have the right.com. Tad and I were actually speaking this morning, and really defining what You Have the Right is about is that he wants you to be trained in what it is to be working in the Republic, and he makes that available to you. So check him out at youhavetheright.com. And then also you can call him at his 800 number, which is 888-390-5104. Once again, it's 888-390-5104. Also, you can send me an email at val@mailhouse.com. Once again, val@mailhouse.com. Well, I want to give Dr. Rutledge cheers for his sleepies, his sleep product, because I take that on a regular basis. I've been processing so much stuff that I just been kind of flapping around. And I'm going to have CW do a prayer. We were discussing what that was all about before the show. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a dream. You guys know how hard I've tried to get Tim on the show. Got him. CW got him on last week for, "Hi, Val, how are you?" which he said twice. And I, CW, I'm so sorry, but I wasn't satisfied. So I took some of Dr. Rutledge's nightcaps, 90s, and last night, I had Tim Turner in a dream. Yep. You know how nicely he combs his hair and how he's always looked so good. And his bags were all packed.
Where was he going?
To Europe.
To Europe?
He had a nice suitcase all packed, and he had his jacket. You know how guys fold their jacket and fold it all neat? And it was folded on top of it. And he said before that he went, he wanted to straighten something out for me. I don't remember. You know how I get kind of vague sometimes? But the message that I got was that the people that are in office in the Republic are the people that were chosen either by trustees or by the people. And that he is a Christian fundamentalist, okay? And that this country is founded on Christian principles. But that doesn't mean there isn't room for everybody else. In fact, that's what Christians are. They're kind about that kind of thing. But that if you want to be in this country and you want to create something really great, what you need to be doing is following the Christian principles. And for me, that's the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, thing of that nature. Not that everybody has to pray that, but yet we have to live by that and we have to respect those principles. So
you know,
I am
a lot of truth in
that. Huh?
A lot. You have a lot of truth there.
Yeah, so I wanted to deliver that as my dream from last night. God knows, you know, how that all works. In fact, I think God does know how that all works. I'm grateful for the dream, and there was just such, I really love the fact that everything was so neatly folded, and so he was so polished, you know?
Yeah. So you know, you remind me of some of the stuff that's been going on in the Republic. You probably know there's been discussions. People are saying, well, we need to be a little bit more non-Christian. We need to take tone down God a little bit. And my position has always been there's not enough God. We can use all the stuff we can get. But I can tell you, we're looking at this, and what you said was absolutely true. It's based on Christian principles, and people want to argue, well, they're founding fathers, they were deists, they were this, they were that. And that's true. There are many of them were. But they made the right decision, and they built everything on Christian principles.
Now, exactly.
You fast forward, 250 years later to today, that doesn't change anything. The foundation is still based on Christian principles. And there's no reason why we can't open them up with prayer. And we can follow Christian principles in the Republic without, every time you turn around, you're having a discussion, Christian versus non-Christian. If everybody just follows right from wrong and has good morals and practice fairness and lawfulness, those are good Christian principles right there.
Did you see the picture that I put out for the show today? The picture that I put out for the show today was something. You don't see anybody in particular.
Oh, that's up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're reaching out, okay, with an open hand. And they're reaching into the mirror with an open hand. And that's what we need to do with each other. We need to reach with an open hand. And CW, I really, really, really love the idea of you. We were talking about how the Lord's Prayer is actually in Aramaic, and he's going to check on what I told him, okay, and which is fine with me, because one of the other things about this show is I've been criticized for having people that have de facto content from time to time, okay? I don't put people on because they are all straight down the line. I put people on because I think dialogues from different positions are important, so I just wanted to be clear about that. But Rocco Orrico said that to pray is actually to go into the universe and to claim that which is yours, okay? And that's what God says. You can have that which is yours. That means that you have that which follows my principles. So we were talking about this on the conference bridge before, and CW started talking in tongues, which I do too. My sister had that ability, you know? And when he started praying in tongues, I started to cry because I never heard anybody using this language that I'm very familiar with, and I answered him back not knowing what I was saying, and he said it. He could hear that it had something to do about being here on Earth. So we all have dimensions that haven't been fully claimed yet, you know? So in that, I invite you to say in Aramaic or in tongues the prayer that you wish to give to our listening audience today, CW.
You know, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And Jesus taught them this prayer. And in that language, it was Avon, Dibish Maya, Itkadish Shimas, Tita Machutaka, Nyamwa Siyangnanka, Echana Dibish Maya, Abdiara, Halan Lak, Madishnuka, Nanyumana, Oshuk Lako Bien, Elchan Diat, Janashwek, Kanal Ekloin, Ulat Teelan, Ainisuna, Ilapak, Kamenbisha, Mittididilika, Haimayo Chuta, Ukaya Tishbuk, Ta'ayala Almin, Amin. Translated.
Yeah.
I happen to have that translated. And by the way, before I go to translate it, that was my best America I could come up with at that time. at the current time. But translated, it states, and this is what Jesus, how Jesus taught the disciples to pray. Our Heavenly Father, hallowed is your name. Your kingdom is come. Your will is done. As in heaven, so also on earth. Give us the bread for our daily need and leave us serene. Just as we also allow others serenity and do not pass us through trial, except separate us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory to the end of the universe, of all the universe. Amen.
See, you said it. Exactly what I was saying. It's your universe, it's your power, and that's what we need to claim. So if you don't like what's in the mirror, start cleaning yourself up. And Dr. Ledger, Ken, if you want to jump in here and contribute, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, this is Dr. Ledger. I would, I'd like to say as well that I agree that republics, people are coming together not as Christians. I mean, there are Christians coming together, but it's coming together as a people that have a common goal that's based in Christian principles. Do as to others as you would have to do unto you. Love thy neighbor. If you go by those principles, you just about don't need any others because that takes care of everything else. When we treat people the way we would like to be treated, when you have integrity, you have honor, you be honor, you be all of these things, you rise up, they're already there within you. You just have to recognize them. And when you do, you become powerful. You already are that power. It's really just in the recognition. You don't have to create it. You don't have to do anything but just recognize that you are there. And that's what the republics, in my mind, represent. That is what I do in my medical practice. I help people rise to be the best they can be, to be all that they can be. I love that in the military when they say, you know, be all that you can be.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a great line.
We almost had me signing up.
Yeah. Well, you know, and when you be the best that you can be, no one can ask any more of you. And this country was founded on sound moral principles. And you just recognize them. They are within you. You know, when it comes to, you know, your money and supply and, work and dealing with people, all those things will just flow when you look in the mirror and you recognize that you are all of those things. I don't care what your problems are. Whether it's with family, whether it's stress, whether it's whatever, you inherently have all these things that are self-sustaining. And that is what I try to help people to see within themselves. It's already there. They just have to see it.
Yeah, well, I think the power in what you're saying here, I mean, I'm talking to you as a person that's lost 30 pounds on your program. So I was talking to a guy that hadn't seen me since November the 14th.
Yeah.
And he thinks he knows what I look like, but he doesn't. I said, when you see me again, you're going to see somebody who weighs 30 pounds less and stays up more and gets more done, all kinds of things. So you are a portal for that. And so is Ken is a portal in a different kind of way because Ken gives us history and he gives us information on things that aren't in the mainstream. So, Ken, would you like to comment at all on what we've been talking about and what we're up to?
Well, sure. I think we're all saying the same thing. We just have different flavors of how we say it. And as I've been saying in this dialogue the last few weeks when we're on the Wednesday night call or on this show, what we really need to focus on is that we are all really on the same page. Where we agree, we're in the 95% range. We may have different perspectives, different belief systems, different understandings, different semantics. We use different words, you know, whatever we want to call the principles. But we're all really on the same page. We share the same principles, the same values for life, honoring each other, honoring the life force in each other. Because what I've looked at over the last 15 years, looking at history and everything, and it's really grounded in common law. You know, it's grounded in the phrase of do unto others as you would do unto them. In common law, there's two basic principles. Do what you say, which means fulfill your contracts, and cause no harm to others. And the bottom line is honoring the life force in all beings means that we do not attach to or parasitically suck that life force, whether you call that life force represented by money or anything else. And if we look at the way this planet has been historically constructed and what we're dealing with today, when we talk about the corporation, we're talking about this huge parasite that is sucking the life force out of the people. And it's causing the people to suffer and go into disease and start degenerating. And so these principles we're talking about are fundamental. They're in the Christian context. They're in the common law context. They're in the republic. And it has to do with honoring each other and honoring the life force and being in our own power. When we're in our own power, then we don't have to take it from somebody else, right?
I just got something for you, okay? Comes from Gene Ferguson.
Who?
Gene Ferguson, one of our listeners. Eternity awaits you. I won't give you the whole thing, but I thought that was a pretty good email address. I don't want to pass out his whole email address on the air. But Gene Ferguson, first part of his email address is eternity awaits you. He goes, Val, are you aware of the new bill that just passed by the de facto that we cannot cash in our dinar for gold or silver, that it would be considered tax evasion? I called Dinar Trade, and they did confirm that this is in fact true, that they cannot offer gold in exchange for the dinar for the U.S. dollar. You love it?
Yeah, well, we've been aware of that for the last 24 hours. It came out yesterday, and there's a silver lining in that, which is that if this is coming out right now, it indicates we're right at the verge of the revalue of the dinar happening. They wouldn't be putting this in place if they didn't know it was about to happen. So, but other than that, yeah, I mean, it's the de facto saying that, you know, we're going to close every loophole or every gap that's lawful and legal that is there for you to do with as you care to do privately. Of course, on this show, we don't give any advice or anything like that. Everybody has to do what they have to do. But what we say is follow all laws and all applicable things that apply to you.
Well, before I go back to CW and Dr. Rutledge, I have a question for you. Would we be following the law if we turned it into the yuan or the mark or something like that? Instead of taking it in U.S., I don't want to take it in U.S. currency because we know what's going to happen to that.
Sure.
Could I turn my dinar into the yuan or the mark or Deutsche Mark and be following the law?
I would see that you would be.
Seems to me like
it's lawful to me.
Sure. Well, keep in mind, Val, that all that this is really doing is it's requiring people to convert first to U.S. dollars. It doesn't mean you have to hold it in U.S. dollars. You could convert to U.S. dollars the day you go to where
you mean
you
I can't convert.
Conversion.
I have
but
to convert into the U.S. dollar like right now.
Well, no.
I mean, as soon as it comes in.
Yeah, after the RV, all this is doing is forcing people that see. Technically, if you take dinar or any foreign currency and you exchange it to something else that's not in the federal jurisdiction, which obviously Federal Reserve note, so-called dollars are, then they don't have jurisdiction. But what they're trying to do is corral people into go down that narrow pathway that you have to convert it to Federal Reserve dollars. When you do that, you're in the jurisdiction, and all code statutes apply.
Can I go out of the country and convert it?
Well, you know, I don't think we should really get into trying to go into all those deep.
I'm shocked. Okay, I didn't know about this.
But all I'm saying, Val, is just this, that it doesn't mean that if somebody goes and they convert it to dollars in their bank account, that they can't then spend those dollars on gold and silver or anything else they want. It just means that all the reporting requirements and any applicable, you know, reporting taxation and all of that will apply. That's what they're trying to do, is keep it into their jurisdiction. And everybody has to do their own research and understand any issues related to jurisdiction, applicable laws, what's applicable and what's not. I think that's beyond the purview of what we should get into on the air here.
I got it. Now, I just got an email from Contessa. This is a Buddhist quote. When you have nothing important to say, keep the noble silence. If you cannot improve what was said by others, keep the noble silence. Once we have pronounced the words, we are prisoners of them. Watch your words. Sometimes man cannot control circumstances, but he can always control his own mind. Here is the supreme wisdom and the noblest, the appeasement of the avidity of hatred and obfuscation. A life of purity is not practiced to get fame, honors, nor benefit, nor to achieve perfect morality, knowledge, and vision. The definite liberation of the mind, this is the finality of the life of purity. This is the essence. This is the consummation. And that's from Buddha. And CW, I was wondering if you could give us a conversation about that in relation to that as far as Christ would be concerned.
Buddha versus Christ?
Well, it's not a versus, okay, because I know that different religions speak in different ways. I mean, Jesus is committed to our freedom. Mind and love, you know?
Yeah, there are many types of religions out there, and you know how committed I am to my relationship with God. And I'm convinced, if you believe what you read in the Bible, that there's only one way to God, and that's through His Son Jesus. So if Buddha is another disguise for Jesus, then I'm okay with that.
Well, you and I were talking earlier about the field, okay, and. If we were physicists, Jesus or Buddha wouldn't occur in the conversation. Okay, if we were physicists, we would be talking about the field, and in the field, all things are possible. In the field, all exists. And we were talking earlier. I was saying that in Aramaic, the word prayer actually means to trap that which is yours. But
and I'm going to deal with all that. Yeah.
What I wanted to say to Dr. Rutledge is. I know that when people are angry and they point their fingers and they hate and they do all this, that they're doing the opposite of attracting God or the field or Buddha or however you want to call it. And they're actually doing physical harm to their bodies. And there's a irresponsibility that's happening because they're looking to create something outside of themselves that's nasty, claiming they want to create the good thing out of the nasty thing. And I was wondering if you could let our listeners know how that actually occurs physiologically and spiritually in the body, Dr. Rutledge.
Well, yeah, you know, I really like that you brought up Michael Jackson's song, Man in the Mirror, Make That Change. That's where it starts. It starts right there with you, recognizing who you truly are. If that's a sovereign or if that's a total, complete being that has everything that's needed, and it will be supplied, even if it doesn't look like it. The appearances can be very, very fooling and misleading. But when you know that you will always, always have enough, you are settled. When you're looking out there at all these problems, you know, there's a great little story of a guy who gets on a train and he leaves town and he shows up at another town and he meets a priest as soon as he gets off the plane. I mean, off the train. And he says, you know, how are the people here? And the priest says, well, how are the people where you came from? Oh, they were nasty,
yeah.
Backstabbing, just nasty, nasty people. And the priest looks and says, well, son, I expect that's what you're going to find here.
Yep.
So the moral of the story is wherever you go, there you are.
I love it. Perfect.
Look in the mirror. If if you're seeing all those things out there, that is going on within you as well as physical. All those things are interrelated. So the more resolute and clear you are on who you are, and that is with me, that is with God. With many other religions, that it doesn't matter. As long as you know who you are, those things on the outside, the periphery, will start clearing up. Then you see someone like me, I deal with the mental, spiritual, emotional, physical realm, but every one of those things are interrelated. Osteopathically, I trained osteopathically. I did an allopathic or
I didn't know
residency.
That. Really?
Yeah.
I used to teach at the osteopathic college.
Yeah. Well, see, you know, osteopathically, our principles are that the whole is greater than its parts. Well, allopathically or MD, they think that the whole is equal to its parts. So if one part of the body is messed up, it's affecting. But no, the whole can supersede parts. And so when you treat the whole, the parts, when you treat the whole, you're going to the center. You're going to who you are, not the outside periphery or those people out there or the part, the sore toe or the messed up organ or whatever you will. So, yes, it all comes back to who you are and recognizing the power of that.
So, Rutledge, would that be the hole on the top of my head or the one on the bottom of me?
Well,
that depends,
there, okay?
that depends on what type of expousing you're doing.
Don't go there. All I know is I put things in one hole, they come out the other. So, you know, and it feels good on both sides. So.
And everybody's hoping it's green, okay? Everybody wants your hole to have green coming out of it. I can tell that.
Yeah.
Listen, we actually got this conversation seems to be getting people pretty active. Canada's responding to our call, so it's clear that we're being listened to in Canada. He says, change the dinars to Canadian dollars, blessing Daryl in Ontario, Canada. Somebody else in Canada sent a really long letter, which I don't have time. If you want us to read your questions or your letters on the air, keep it to one or two lines, and we're happy to do that. But if you send me a document, not now. I want to take this moment and say you're listening to Waking Up in America. We're on the air with Ken Cousins, Dr. Rutledge, and wonderful, wonderful CW, and I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and I'm here to acknowledge the good guys, Stardust, actually has mailing lists to about 100,000 really good people. And Stardoves is at 828-665-0411. And if you call them up, you can get really incredibly great packages. Just tell them that Val sent you. Or you can send an email to raw@stardoves.com. If you want to run away to Mexico, this is the time. Mexican tourism has been reduced, and it's because of nasty little cartels doing things around the borders in Mexico City and stuff. San Pancho is wonderfully safe, 45 minutes north of Puerto Vallarta, and absolutely charming, and probably can get a good deal right now. I'm planning on going down next month. Roberto's Bungalow, Steve and Diana, in beautiful San Pancho, Mexico. It's like you used to remember life, how simple it was, like 40 or 50 years ago for those of you who are a bit older. You can call them at 971-239-4120. Once again, 971-239-4120. You want to try an emotional clearing process? I actually developed one in the electromagnetic field of the body. I discovered some interesting stuff, and I'll be happy to give you a free demonstration of that. And you can call me at 310-455-8623. Right here in lovely Topanga Canyon, California. Once again, 310-455-8623. If I went too fast for all of you guys, check out our website at wakinguminamerica.com, and you can check out our video library, and if you need a password, send me a request, and I'll send you the password and the sign-up information. Also, you'll notice, Ken, your picture and bio have not gotten on yet. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm working on it. If you click on everybody else's, you'll click on the picture, and then there's a bio behind and also contact information. If the sponsors, if you missed that, All the sponsors are listed on the website with links to their websites on there. There's a lot of other things that you should really take the time and listen, because we've created ways for you to participate. For those of you that don't have money, you can participate through your heart at Race for the Rainforest and sign up for that, and then get on your own daily contribution to saving rainforest, American prairies, or marine wetland. We have was talking with, as I mentioned earlier, Tad this morning. Find out what it is like to be a member of the Republic. Find out the kind of stuff that you know that puts you into the know. And he's put together some amazing programs for that, including, when you mention Waking Up in America, he'll give you a free download of the Banker's Secret Handbook, and you can find out what these buggers have been up to. It was for presidents and vice presidents only. So Tad's an entry point to information that informs you about the Republic. You can send me an email at val@mailhouse.com for more information, or you can call his 800 number, which is 888-390-5104. And if UCW would talk about LA Lifestyle, EMSGO, and Jason Winter's tea, you know, we are prejudiced towards the peach, but the other flavors I've only fair, I tried them all. My favorite's still the peach.
Yeah, LA Lifestyle also wants to remind you that they do have great supplements there, and they are available up there at lalifestyle.com. They also want you to know that you need exercise. Go ahead, make sure that you exercise with your daily routine. Just diet and supplements isn't enough. So they want to remind everybody, make sure you throw a little exercise in there, because that'll help everything work very well then. And I think our own Dr. Rutledge would approve of that. That's LALifestyle.com. You can go visit them there, and they'll tell you that. And be sure to enjoy their 10% discount for the seniors and our military personnel. And Jason Winter's tea would like to remind you, if you're always on the go and you don't have time to sip a cup of tea, especially the peach tea that Dr. Val and I enjoy, try the Tribaline. It's the tablet form of the tea, and it's good for when you're on the go. You can take the tablet form just like a supplement, and you have it in the tea in a tablet form. That's JasonWintersTea.com, also found in your favorite health food store. And EMS Global One, we talked earlier about making sure you stay prepared for the weather through the changes in the coming winter to spring. And they also want to remind you, this Saturday, we spring forward 1 hour. So let's not forget to spring forward 1 hour this week. That's emsgo.org. Back to you, Dr. Beth.
Is that Saturday?
I believe it's this Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday or next Saturday.
Oh, well, that's going to affect our radio show, so we better be on the money.
It's a Saturday. It actually takes place at 2 a.m., I believe, when you spring forward. So it shouldn't affect us on Saturday.
I thought it was the first Sunday. Oh, it's 2 a.m. on Sunday, isn't it?
Sunday of March, I believe.
Okay, yeah, Sunday. That's better, that we don't have to worry.
Yeah, most of us do that at night before we go to bed, so we can wake up at the right time the next morning.
Well, I really want to make sure everybody knows we're going to have Speaker of the House for the Republic, Mark Lonsberry, on our video show this Saturday. So I'm excited about that.
That's a good show.
Yeah, it should be. Uh-huh. The guy, you'd be proud. You'd be proud to meet who our leadership is. You already met us, so many of us, right here on the show, and I know you think we're really cute and adorable. Well, Mark Lonsberry is a pretty hot guy himself. You'll be extremely impressed and learn about it. And a lot of you don't know yet about the show on Saturdays. We're at 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern. We replay. It's all on the website. So go to wakingupinamerica.com. You can click down on the page a little bit, and you'll see the Saturday show, and then you'll see the replays. On KTBL is the actual live show on Saturday, and then on Totally Gospel are the replays of both Waking Up in America and of Our American Cafe. So we'd love to have you join us there. Here's the cool news. When do we start CW? August or September? American Cafe?
Yeah, I think we're approaching our six-month anniversary.
Yeah, we started out with 3,000 listeners, okay? We are now up to 6,000 listeners in just 6 months. So
it's
how about
party
that?
Party time. We got a party. We've doubled.
Yeah, we've doubled in 6 months, and that, you know, that's all exponential. So, Dr. Rutledge, if you would tell our listeners what happens to human bodies when they don't release anger and rage and resentment and sadness and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's really, I'll tie that back to Ken. It's about flow and things flowing through. So,
oh, aren't you funny? Ken's smiling. I can see it right now, boy.
I'm chuckling.
It sounds like Ken's in flow, so I
Ken's always in flow.
You don't want to say that. You really don't want to have everybody think you're brown all the time.
When you're stressed, or uptight and things like that, you're just really holding on to things. I mean, that can result in it's similar to constipation or what have you in the physical realm. But a lot of these things, again, when you recognize who you are, the power that you be, that you always will have enough if you trust and know that, then all of these other outside things outside of you will be like water off of a duck's back. This is the best way that I can describe it. So that, yes, you may still have stressors and things. I forget who said this. Someone said, I don't know who it was, but pretty wise, that, you know, it's not the size of the load that bothers you, it's how you carry it.
Hmm.
So, and it relates to health and the body as well. If you're living, you're always going to have challenges and stressors and all these kinds of things, but it's really how you accept them and let them flow through. If you're angry, hey, be angry. Let it flow through. There's nothing wrong with being angry. It's appropriate at some point.
Unless you live in anger all the time.
Right. Well, I mean, if you live in happiness all the time, you're going to have problems. There is a
Don't let this stuff build up then. Get rid of it.
Right. Express it.
Express
let it.
Yeah,
right.
I think flow express through. Is better than get rid of, because get rid of sounds like it should be removed, and express is just part of it.
Absolutely. Just let it flow through no matter what it is. If you're sad over your puppy dying, be sad. Don't feel it's a problem or whatever it is. If you're in a movie and you're a 60-year-old man that just got out of war and you see a sad, emotional scene, it's not unmanly to cry or to be emotional about something. Let it flow out. It's the holding on to that causes problems. Spiritually, mentally, physically, the whole realm.
How does it affect people?
Here's
money, Ken.
To,
that's what I was going to ask you.
Pardon?
I was wondering how. What have you noticed about how people work with money? Or were you?
Yeah.
But please say what you wanted to say.
Well, I'll answer that. But first, I want to. It just reminded me what you were saying of a poem by William Blake. And here's a four-liner that sums it all up in my mind. He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise.
Who said that?
Nice.
William Blank. You want me to do it again?
Yeah, do it one more time. I really like that.
Okay, eternity, William Blank. He who binds to himself a joy does the winged life destroy, but he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise.
You know what? You could put almost any other word in there, like hate even. Anybody that binds himself to any one thing loses it all, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Who authored that?
William Blake.
Who's the author?
William Blake.
Cool. And I want to make the point, too, on that. It's about flow. It's not about positive thinking.
Really?
Or negative thinking. No, because if you're positively thinking, you're attached to something, aren't you? You're not
flowing.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then it gets called airy-fairy woo-woo, which doesn't make it any better anyway.
Exactly.
You hold a standard. You access a field.
you put yourself in a place and then you deal with what comes up, and you do that authentically, and you do that by not pointing your finger at somebody else, but by looking to yourself. I just love this, Rutledge. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. So, Val, you asked about money, and it's always interesting to watch how people deal with money, and because it's about flow, isn't it? Money is only a medium of exchange. It's a currency. And what does that word currency come from? It comes from the word current. So what is a current? It's the flow of a river. What does a river flow through? Through banks. You know, people misconstrue what money is. Money should be a medium of flow and currency and a medium of exchange. So the way people deal with it, if they hoard it, they hold it, you know, penny pinching, you pinch that penny until it squeals and it can't talk. You know, the way people handle and live and be with money is very directly representative of their joy of life, how they flow with life. You know,
well, what you're talking about is so interesting, because I listen to anybody that talks to me, and I listen for something that makes a difference to me. So what can I tell you? I wanted the Dinar to come in. So I went to a psychic fair on Saturday, okay? And I wanted them to be fortune tellers, but they weren't willing to do that. So, you know, is the Dinar coming in, blah, blah, blah. And finally, I said, look, here's the reality of the situation. What does my own personal money space look like? And the woman started to laugh, okay? And she said, well, your money space is pretty crowded up. Okay, it's got all kinds of junk in it, the color. This particular group of people talks in terms of roses, okay? So this was kind of a rose that was kind of like not open. And they do scanning, and they get in your field and all kinds of stuff. And then she just kept laughing the whole time. And she kept telling me that what I had done was create a series of tests for myself before I would allow myself to have finances. And I laughed because I have a picture on my bathroom wall that's one of those orange crate pictures, Ken, and it says on it alphabetically, because I have this idea that this one thing can't happen until this other thing has happened. And she said that that's not necessarily true, and then she kept laughing and telling me I was releasing all this energy and stuff. Well, I didn't know what the result was going to be. I found the whole conversation really amusing, and I was laughing too by the time I left. Well, all of a sudden, I'm a different conversation, like something, I let go of something. However they were talking to me, it doesn't matter who helps you release something. They have to say something that's meaningful to you. And in my case, I was making myself not deserving. I don't care how you decide that, whether a psychic says that or your husband or child says that to you or the dog climbs in your lap and speaks doggies to you. If you don't think you deserve it, you are going to make yourself angry and upset or deprived, and you are going to make it everybody around you pay. You can count on it. I can't tell you guys how much cleaning I've done. I cleaned up stuff and threw out stuff that I've had for 6 or 7 years, and I realized I was afraid to even use certain things that I had because I might not be able to get more. Or whatever that's all about. And the woman said to me, you know, she said, you are working at not being broke rather than creating. And in creating, it means like you're open, you can listen. There's a distinction between I heard you say that and I really listened to you when you said that. If we are open, we will receive, whether it's the Dinar, whether, you know, however that is, whether it's Dr. Rutledge is a huge gift to me, CW, oh my God, you know, Ken, my life has quality because of the people that I'm surrounded with, and that includes Kelby and Debbie, who aren't here today, and Gail, who drops in sometimes. I put myself in good surroundings, and I would like Ken, and I would love to have you, Rutledge, and UCW. We've got about 7 minutes left in the show. Why don't you say what lifts you? And maybe you could start with that, CW. What makes you a better man?
Wow. I would like to say first, probably my wife. My wife helps make me a better man. The people that surround around me make me a better man. The Republic makes me a better man. But most of all, I give all my thanks and appreciation to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
He,
make,
he makes me a better man.
So that's
without
what he
him,
gives himself.
Yeah, without him, I don't believe I would have any of the things I just spoken of. So I praise him, because there is no one higher.
There you go. And Dr. Rutledge, what makes you a better man?
Wow. You know, words are difficult to portray what you want to get across. And, you know, I wouldn't say that anything outside of who I be makes me a better man. It's acknowledging and knowing that I am the best man that I can be. And so then those things outside, those peoples that get surrounded around me reflect that. But it all goes back to recognition of myself, which I see as a recognition of the allness of God, the allness of who we are, and again, recognizing that power, recognizing for me to be all that I can be, and listen constantly. You know, Jesus said in the Bible that you do your prayer in secret, lest you gain admiration of men and miss the good of God. So every day I get still and quiet and do my prayer or meditation or whatever you want to call it and listen so I can be the best that I can be to serve others, to serve my patients, to serve whoever I'm talking to right now.
Totally, totally, totally. So, Ken, what makes you a better man?
Gratitude. I center myself in gratitude for life and all beings and everything that uplifts life and makes life filled with joy and the true wealth of life, which has nothing to do with anything external. It has to do with the gratitude in my heart, in our hearts, for the wealth of our warmth of friendship, with our camaraderie, with fighting the good fight as we build this republic. Not that we're fighting a fight, but we're holding a principle. And that principle is truth and freedom, liberty. All these things enrich us and enrich the family we've created. You know, I've commented a couple of times over the last few months when we've had our meetings for the republic that I look around and I am amazed that, you know, I didn't know any of these people. I didn't know any of the three of you or any of us who have been building the republic. And look at, in the last 12 months, the kind of strength and family and camaraderie we've created. Even when we're, you know, a little bit at odds and debating things, you know, all that. But like I said in the beginning, it's what unifies us. And so I just have full gratitude for all of that and the fact that we're emerging in wholeness and truth and strength, and that this thing is real and it's growing and it can't be stopped, and we're planting the seed for the future. So
absolutely,
that's what fills me.
Perfect, 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 perfect. I'm reminded, I don't remember the name of the movie, but Jack Nicholson says to Helen Hunt, you make me a better man. And what he meant was, you know, she inspired him. And you inspire me. Listeners inspire me. Getting emails during the show inspires me. I love it. I feel the whole thing. My private clients in my consulting practice, they inspire me. My friends continuously. When I went to Utah, oh, my God, I never knew that so many cool people could be in one room at a time. You're used to going into a room and finding, like, one or two cool people. Every place I looked, there was some remarkable human being, and all of my concepts about what it took to know what was going on, one of the big shockers to me was how smart the truck drivers were. I had the constitutional experts, in many cases, were the truck drivers. They study all the time when they're driving. So you can have all these concepts that fall by the wayside when you actually engage in the conversation.
And that's what we're inviting you to do. We're inviting you to look in the mirror. You can engage in a conversation with yourself. And the more authentic you can get and the more you can be in touch, you can find it through Buddha, definitely through Christ. I happen to look to Christ, but I also look to negate Christ, and I look to the physics and the psychology of it. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media. Our radio partner is ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam, DrValerie.com, and Doctors All Spelled Out. We thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org, Jason Winters T and LA Lifestyle, and a big thanks to YouHaveTheRight.com, Ron Hayes, our research assistant. We thank you. Also to the team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Jett, Ruben Colomb, and our announcer, Mike. And also to Ron Simon and Mike over at KTBL. Merci beaucoup to Ben Migan. You hear him singing right now. He wrote the theme music for me back in the 80s. It still works. Next week, invite a friend to lesson. Write us at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, visit wakingupamerica.com. Sign up for our alerts. Get your free password and user ID. Sidious, Altius, Fortius. Swifter, higher, stronger.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.